Blog Talk Radio.
I'm alright, nobody's worried about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright.
Welcome to Own Your Life with me, your host, Dennis Carradine. The road to owning your success takes dedication, hard work, education, and change. This show is dedicated to helping you start on the path to owning your success and your life. First major mishap in our podcast in a long time. That's great. Hi, I'm Dennis Carradine. Welcome to Own Your Life. I'm your host, and I'm also apparently rusty at this from a couple of months off because of weather and holidays and you name it. But welcome, 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 welcome. Let's kind of get into it a little bit. Actually, the name of the show is also what I'm going to start with first. Let's get the social media stuff out of the way. You could follow me on the web at www.denniscarradine.com. My practice site at newperspectivesinc.com. You could follow us on the Trauma Survivors Foundation at thetraumasurvivorsfoundation.com. Check out my Facebook at facebook.com/Dennis Carradine Jr. or facebook.com/newperspectivesinc or facebook.com/thetraumasurvivorsfoundation. You could hit us up on Twitter at Dennis Carradine, at New Perspective Inc., or at TTSF2. You can always email me if you have any questions about this show or other shows at, Dennis@NewPerspectivesInc.com. So Dennis@NewPerspectivesInc.com. Or, as always, follow me on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Dennis Carradine. So social networking, social media. Funny thing. This actually came from a couple of folks that had emailed me and asked, "Hey, you know, what's your thoughts on social media?" And one of the emails I received was from a gal that was saying that she believed, and this was her mind. She didn't know the direct statistics to it, but she believed that her kids were on social networking and social media sites way too much. Okay, so I said, okay, well, what do you mean by way too much? She goes, well, I think the majority of the time they're on that, even when they're doing their homework, meaning that she said they might have one window up on the computer, but then there's another network that they're doing chat on Facebook, or that they're tweeting, or they're doing something else. And she said, well, you know, can you bring me out the goods, the bads, and the uglies? I said, no problem. And then I had a business owner talk to me about how he had noticed a decrease in productivity based around social networking and social media from his employees, because he had an open website, basically, or an open internet site in his workplace, and said, you know, what are the goods, the bads, and the uglies about having that, and is there any link to productivity issues? So tonight, during this podcast, is that I wanted to talk a little bit about the good or the pro of social networking and social media. I wanted to talk about the bad, you know, because obviously there's going to be cons to it. And then I want to talk about the evil, because we have to get into things that have occurred and things that have continued to occur during social media. I also want to admit, before we really get into anything, that tonight's show is actually sponsored, which this is our first sponsored show. I'm very excited about this. Our first sponsored show from Overtime Bar and Grill in Wilmington, Delaware, is our friends and family down at Overtime always makes us feel welcome. They help us out with the Trauma Survivors Foundation. They are ready there for fundraising and fundraising events. We've had a ton of things down there. We've had just recently our Hometown Hero event that we had. It's just a great place. Warm people down there, from owner all the way down to dishwasher. They're great guys. So for my friends out in Overtime, thank you for believing in us. Thank you for supporting us. So many folks down there, you know, we got Kevin, we got Bruce, we have Ange, we got Morgan, we got Molly, we got Hector, we got everybody down there, and Christine, we got them all. They're great people. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show tonight. So going back into social media, something simple. What is it? How does it occur? And what does it really do to us as a society? So let's kind of look at it. What is a social network? Social networks is pretty easy to define. It's communities of people who share interests and activities on the internet, hence the social networking. It's a tool for people to connect with each other. And it's friendships, relationships, business, mutual support, and sharing of information. That's what a social network is. The social media or things that are out there is basically the vehicles that they use to get in contact with each other. Now, some of the popular sites that, you know, that are out there, and we'll talk about them, some of the popular sites out there, Facebook, Twitter, at one time one of the larger one was MySpace. If you still have a MySpace account, it's funny, I went on it the other day. I had deactivated my account years ago, got away from it, you know, so on and so forth. And I went back to it, and it's bands, and it's way different than what it used to be. And then we gave rise to Facebook. We have that. There's Tumblr, there's Snapchat, there's Instagram. You name it, there are a ton of different social medias out there. And what they basically do is allow us to share that information. We also have to look, you know, what are those simple nuances of each one? Well, we're going to get into that, but I wanted to kind of get into the background a little bit to tell you how prevalent social media is and how powerful social media is. Now, think about it. Right now, if you are listening to me on the internet or on a podcast, right now, we're part of social networking. I'm giving you information right now about, you know, social media and social networking, and I'm spreading the word and so on. So you're going to take this information, and you found out about this information simply by going to my Facebook page, receiving an email from me, maybe looking at Twitter or whatnot. You got this in some way, somehow, some shape or form. You got this through some social networking site. So the biggest question is always, is social media a fad? No, it's not. To me personally, I think it's one of the most important shifts ever and marketing that we've ever had. It's also one of the most important shifts that we've ever had when it came to just media in general. Now, I know people are going to curse me, and there's people coming out there. My buddy Kelly out there, if she's listening, she's cool as all anything. She made a comment about the telephone, and I agree. The telephone is an awesome invention for communication, and it will always be an awesome tool for communication, but the social media tends to be even bigger. Social media is the number one activity on the web. Believe it or not, it overtook porn in 2008. Is that crazy? And it overtook porn in an incredible way. Remember, porn was the first thing that came out. Pornography in and of itself on the internet came with static pictures all the way to these sites now, these basically migrator sites and what have you, and paid sites and whatnot. And porn started in this multi-billion dollar industry on the web. Social media right now took over the number one spot outside of that. It has taken over education spots. It's taken over everything. Social media, again, is the number one activity on the web and has steadily been number one activity on the web since 2008. Now, we have to look at how many people ultimately use these certain outlets and these certain media sites and why it got so popular. I want to go way back. All right. Let's go back, you know, and I hate to say it, way back, whatever it is. Let's go back to the invention, which, thank God, it was from an Italian. Marconi invented the radio, right? Well, you know, we give it to Edison or Alexander Graham. I don't care who we give it to, but Marconi was the one that we like, what have you. To gain 50 million users, meaning that there were 50 million people that used the radio, it took 38 years. 38 years from the time of the invention of the radio to get 50 million users on the radio itself. Now, I know technology has changed in huge leaps and bounds over the years. I mean, if you look at the phones that we carry today, those little smartphones or the I'm-not-so-smartphones or whatever they are, that little phone has more technology in it than, I think, the Apollo 13 mission. You know, we sent people up into space with little to no technology compared to what we have that we carry around every day. I get it. But granted, it took 38 years to get 50 million users of the radio. Television came out, right? It took 13 years for 50 million users to use the television. 13 years for 50 million users. Now we got televisions all over the place and whatnot, but it took 13 years for it to gain in popularity, for people not to resist it, and so forth. Now we get a little bit different. When Internet Explorer came out, now who was that? Who was it that invented the Internet? Was it Al Gore? I don't know. Whatever. But the Internet came out, Internet Explorer. It took 5 years, 5 years from the inception of Internet Explorer for 50 million users to get onto the World Wide Web, WWW, if nobody remember that. It took 5 years. So we go from 38 years for the radio, 13 years for television, 5 years for the Internet Explorer to 5 months in Facebook to get 50 million users. 5 months, 50 million users. That to me is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. So is social media fad? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, will there be iterations of Facebook and difference? Yeah, we had MySpace gave way to Facebook. Facebook will ultimately give way to something else. But 5 months to gain 50 million users. Right now, Facebook has close to 1 billion active users. 1 billion. In 2011, they were at 750 million active users, rounding off to 2015 to 1 billion. Okay, that's incredible. YouTube, over 500 million users. Twitter, over 200 million users. Again, we are looking at social media as this dominance in our societies. You know, it connects us around the world. 80% of the UK internet users visit social networking websites. So 80% of UK internet users, meaning that all the folks in the United Kingdom tend to go and use some sort of social networking websites. Now, remember, they have a larger concentration of people in a smaller area. Okay, in the United States, we have 73% that the users visit the social networking websites. All right, if we look at Twitter alone, 18.2 million visitors per month to a Twitter account. Okay, it is just crazy. And if we just kind of look at certain leaders in the field, Stephen Fry has more Twitter followers than the readers of the New York Times and the Independent combined. Okay, this is Stephen Fry on the web. Check him out. Check him out. Go to Twitter. Type in Stephen Fry. He has more Twitter followers than readers of the New York Times or the Independent. To me, it's incredible. It's incredible. 80% of Twitter updates are made from mobile devices. So we got to look at it. What does that mean for business? Twitter updates mention a product or brand. 4 out of 5 of these are question and answers. The others express a sentiment towards a brand. So 19% of Twitter users or Twitter updates. So figure it out. 200 million people at 19% of those updates on a daily basis mention a product or brand. And I'm forgetting, I just lost what product it was, but there was a product that was heavily endorsing Kevin Hart, the comedian Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart right now is going to be the first comedian to ever headline a football stadium, and he's going to be up in Philadelphia this summer at Lincoln Financial Field. He'll be up there at the Link. He is the first comedian to ever highlight that. The social media stuff had exploded with that, which I thought was kind of interesting, just absolutely exploded with it. And it was funny is that you had Twitter itself sponsoring Kevin Hart along with Coca-Cola and a few other companies that they knew that just based on his Twitter followers alone that they would have to their brand. And he has a list of about 47 different brands that are going to sponsor him, that are all doing a social media storm with this, is that they figured with as many users as that he has on his Twitter page alone, that in any given minute, their brand would be announced close to 37,000 times in any given minute. You think about what that would do just to sell a product or to push a product. We know that 25% search results are within the top brand or top 20 brands are linked to users that are generated from content from the web. 34% of bloggers post opinions on products and brands, and we know that there are over 200 million active blogs, which are all social media. All right, 78% of consumers trust peer recommendations. 14% trust our experts. So 78% are going to look at Yelp, are going to look at different social media outlets to see what's going on. We got to look at it. Social media may not be vital for your business alone. I don't know which business can't use it right now, but it can't be ignored. I'm a big watcher of Restaurant Impossible and Hotel Impossible and Bar Rescue and so forth. And if you haven't had a chance, and you have Netflix, here's another media outlet. If you have Netflix, get in there and watch Hotel in Impossible with Anthony Mercuri. This one seems a little bit more real to me than some of the other Hotel Restaurant Impossibles and so forth. This guy really gets into it. But he touts on every single show that if you are not seen on the web, you will never be seen again as a hotel. Is that over, what is it, some statistic, 87% of all hotel users and guests want to and have booked online. And I want you to think about this. How many listening right now actually still call the hotel to book your stay? Unless it is an antiquated system, 9 times out of 10, we're going on the web, we're booking on the web using a credit card to secure that booking. I would dare to say 9.5% out of 10 times. We're using some social media outlet to go on there and check it out. The pros are pretty simple here. Okay, we got to look at it. What are the good stuff? Pros are pretty simple. Social media is very personal, meaning that we can convey a message to each other. It's very personal. I can tweet out a message and people are going to give me responses. Case in point, I went on to the web a little bit earlier today, not too much earlier, only an hour or so ago, and I posed a couple of questions. Okay, the first question I posed, I said, before the start of my show tonight, I want to ask you a question. Please comment with your response. To socialize with friends and family with social media, which social media site do you prefer? Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, or another social media application? And thank you for the ones that entered it, but we had people that came back, liked it, and even entered it. And I'm going to call Danica out for a second. She's a friend of our foundation. She's a good person. Danica made a comment, which I thought was great, and I really liked her comment with it. So she said Instagram. And her reasoning, and I think very sound reasoning, it displays your life through pictures and is more about the person who has the account. LinkedIn seems to be geared towards the professional world. Twitter is not so much for socializing, but instead to post statements. Never tapped into Tumblr. Not many people have, believe it or not. Snapchat is fun, but not always used for family purposes. And Facebook has been left to be used for reposting semi-appropriate news articles, articles of severely beaten animals or adolescents fighting, being a source for people to rant about exes, weather, news media, life sports, etc. Instagram seems to be the most appropriate for all ages and leaves behind the BS. Danica, thank you so much for that. But, and I will throw this out, that Danica was in the minority with Instagram. Even though that she, I think, has very sound reasoning with this, the majority of people that I had posted just on my fan page on that, and I also posted in the event on Facebook, just to kind of determine how many people would answer and how many people would get in there and do any of this, that the majority of people are posting that they use Facebook. They use Facebook to get into, I guess, you know, personal lives, to see pictures of people and so forth. Now, I will agree that there are some severe rants on Facebook that are crazy, and we use Facebook for marketing and so on. But when you start having people that look at Facebook as this is how I'm getting back and forth, it's amazing. It was a preponderance of people, except again for Kelly. Thank you very much. She likes using the telephone. Thank you, Kelly. The idea being is that there's no real true great one or not. I think it really depends on the person. But it's just to show you that I could put out a statement on some social media and automatically I'm going to get some sort of feedback. You know, now, is that great? Yeah, it's free feedback. It is absolutely free. Remember, in the social media realm, most of these social media sites are completely 100% free. You know, they are something where you can go on, sign up, and boom, you're starting to post and you're putting it out there. Okay? We also understand that in some of the pros in business, you get brand awareness and loyalty. I want you to think about that. How many people have gone to a social media site and have chosen a brand based on the little ads that you see? I always like it because you go in there and you might have done a search on the web or something, and then you go to Facebook to check your status or what have you, and then on the side you get these little generated ads from the stuff that you searched on your web. Oh, my God. And you think, get out of my brain, Facebook, or get out of my brain, Twitter. It's out there. But then aren't you gravitated to maybe that a little bit? Aren't you willing to maybe look at that product a little bit more? In a business standpoint, you can engage customers quickly. You can engage people to say, here I am. Thank you for looking at my brand. Thank you for looking at the things that we want to go and do and what have you. It's pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's pretty good stuff that you can easily post something up there and people will respond to it. People will respond very quickly to it. Last night, I actually did it at about 10:15 last night. I had posted, thank you, everyone, for your continued support, kind words, and warm wishes. Thank you for following my page, listening to my podcast, attending my seminars and lectures, offering opinions, liking my quotes, and helping out with the Trauma Survivors Foundation. I appreciate each one of you. I did not boost it. I didn't pay for it. I didn't do anything other than make a post, and I had 12 responses to it. Okay, which people liked it, which is great. I think that's a great one. I also posted a quote the other day from Dr. Seuss, which I love this quote. I had posted, again, it was probably at 9:30 at night. I posted, we are a little weird and life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join up with them and fall in mutual weirdness and call it love. Okay, and it was Dr. Seuss. Now, here's the trick to this. I ended up getting 22 likes on that because Dr. Seuss, his birthday, the day after my birthday, yes, my birthday is March 1st, Dr. Seuss's is March 2nd, his name was trending. So people could go to a hashtag or type in Dr. Seuss, and you would get these quotes that people were putting up on Facebook. And it generates this great free stuff that ultimately you could use in business, and you could also use to engage your customers a little bit. Okay, so there's some of the quick pros to it. some of the cons, some of the bads. It's personal. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't I say that with the pros that it was personal? Absolutely. But it's also personal. It's also personal in the cons. We put too much out there. Okay, we put things out there that we probably shouldn't put out there, which ultimately gets us in trouble. Not only does it get us in trouble in the sense that we're just saying too much or what have you, but it's putting ourselves out there to a point where we are completely exposed, and we could be exposed to certain problems. As of late, and I would say within the past 5 years, I have seen marriages and relationships completely destroyed by social media. It's sad. It's sad the number of people that come in here that, A, may have met on the web, you know, Match.com, which are all social medias again, Chemistry, eHarmony, Plenty of Fish, whatever it is. They get involved in relationships, and the same tool that they use to get together is the one that breaks them apart. Okay, and I want you to think about this. I'm not throwing things out there that I don't think aren't known. But how many of you out there, think to yourself, went on Facebook and you started getting those people that you know, or people who you think you know, or whatever that section is, you know, where they want you to click these people that you may or may not know based on your activity on the web or based on your email or circles or certain things, all right? And you go to them and... Wow, look, it is my ex-high school sweetheart, or it's my ex-high school boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. And you click on it, and all of a sudden, you find yourself that you are starting to chat with them. You're starting to text them. You're starting to interact with them. And you create this illusion, this absolute illusion, that things are back to where they were. That they are completely back to high school or college or what have you, that you are almost transported from the time of your life that you are in now, married, kids, business, whatever it is, and you go back. And then all of a sudden there's that fatuation, that butterflies, that rush of endorphins and what have you, and you make the mistakes, and you go back into a world that isn't real. Oh, my goodness, we see this all the time. All the time. It leads to a lot of problems. So again, I say personal. The other one is that you are exposing yourself to, you are exposing yourself to the thing that we talked about before, free feedback. Okay, if you put in there, God, I hate so-and-so or such-and-such, you expose yourself for people to come back to you. Now, as a Dallas Cowboys fan, don't hit me, don't hurt me, don't throw things at me. But as a Dallas Cowboys fan living in Delaware, oh dear God, if I put something up on the web about, hey, go Dallas, hey, good job Dallas, or whatever it is, I have every Philadelphia Eagles fan that I know that is hooked up on my social media site destroying me with some very funny memes and different things, but coming at me with it. That exposure out there, that personal exposure, puts you into the realm of gaining feedback. Here's the deal. If you don't want it, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't put anything out there that's personal. But that now defeats the purpose of using social media for the personal thing. Now, granted, there's privacy controls on all of these, and you could kind of shut down who wants to see your page or not. But remember, you are exposed in a personal way. It's funny, my son and I, now I am not a huge video gamer. I'm not. I'll be the first to admit to it. I'm not a huge video gamer. But my son plays, and he likes certain games and so forth, and we had gotten the latest Call of Duty. And a little while ago, I was playing Call of Duty with him, and he says, oh, well, we could do campaigns, Papa. We could go on the web and da-da-da-da-da. So I put the headsets on, and here I am, an older gentleman, and there's probably these like 15, 16-year-old kids on there. Oh, my God. My goodness, whatever. the words and the language that these kids were using were making me blush. I thought I could cuss like a trucker myself. I thought I had quick wit. And, you know, here I am not really knowing what I'm doing. And I have these 15, 16-year-olds that I have never met in my entire life that are somewhere in the world at this point cursing at me, telling me that I should go die and what have you. And I'm like, oh, God. It was overload. So I just kept yelling, get to the chopper, even though there was no chopper, and running around in circles. We had a good time. Let me put it that way. Okay. But you're exposed. You're exposed personal. Another con is your resources. People that see certain things on the web start depleting. They don't want you to be a part of something. There was an article, and some of you might have heard about this, but back in the day, during the upsurge, I believe it was Facebook, there was a teacher from Millersville University in Pennsylvania, go Marauders, that had a picture up on Facebook. She was a graduate of Millersville, and Millersville had their new mascot. Their old mascot used to be the Marauder, which was a land-based pirate. Okay, land-based pirate. Let's kind of think about that. But the new one became a parrot. That's their new mascot. Doesn't make any sense to me because it's a land-based pirate. Don't ask. I don't want to know. Whatever. God love you. Go Millersville. Okay. So she was drinking whatever. We'll say it was rum or what have you. And she had the bottle up, and she's hanging out with the parrot, and she was doing something sexual with the parrot, and blah, 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 blah. So she took this picture and she put it up on Facebook. And then she befriended a few of her students from the school that she was teaching. Okay, she was teaching a high school, and they befriended. And the parents saw this lovely picture of her. And she was, I believe it was Conestoga Valley. I'm not 100% sure. It's either Conestoga or Conowingo. It was one of the high schools up there, had fired her based on that picture because it had gone against their code of ethics for the school, and it had gone against the social media forum for the school. So not only did she put a personal picture up there that was probably inappropriate but pretty funny, she exposed herself, her resources were depleted, and now she was out of job in a matter of seconds after she had befriended people that she probably should not have. Okay, so we need to look at it as a tool, as a resource, but we also have to continue to understand that it could be pretty damning, and pretty damning not only in a personal way, but in a professional way. Okay, so how should social media be approached? Well, we have to approach it pretty simple. The best tips to social media is to listen. Okay, you want to start to listen a little bit more. You want to understand what people are talking about with Facebook or Twitter and what have you. Listen to different podcasts. Listen to different shows. Listen to supporters and listen to critics of these things to find out what's going to work best for you personally and what's going to work best for you business-wise. Understand what you're going to get into. And I'm going to talk in a little bit about certain cases where social media has really taken a dark turn. But understand what you are getting into when you put your name out there. Remember, although we could deactivate an account, we could get rid of an account, blah, 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 once we put something on the web, it is always on the web. It's always out there. Biggest tip that you could do is always interact and respond to people. Interact, respond. Is that somebody asked you a question? Answer it. Okay, be honest is another very simple tip to it. Be honest about who you are, about your brand, about what you are doing out on the personal side. If you don't know somebody and say you have a friend page on Facebook and you don't know who they are, don't accept them. It's that easy. You could save yourself a lot of time, a lot of problem. If you don't know that person, don't accept them as a friend. And you got to be honest about that. But that's interacting and responding as well. Okay, when you do have your friends and you notice something that you don't like, okay, interact with them a little bit, but be honest about your stance. Remember, you could defriend people. You don't have to listen to things. You could even get filters for what type of media is presented that comes to you. And then also commit to something. Remember, part of social media, especially in business, is about committing to it, sticking to a progressive marketing schedule, but also understanding that once you commit to it, you're going to start building a base and building people to come and interact with you a little bit. But those are the top tips. At least in my mind, they are. I don't know. I could be wrong. Remember, we also have to understand that the social media in and of itself is not a horrible thing. It's something that's going to be around for a long, long time. We have to understand that the web is still relatively young. The very first website that was ever published was on August 6th of 1991. Okay, it's the internet's still pretty young. You know, the internet is made of numerous networks and different protocols. The social web is a new proposal that may replace the web as we know it, and we have to kind of look at different medias that are out there. We also know that all this connecting and sharing could also create problems. We have to understand that either we love it or we hate it, it's here to stay. Remember, social network services have become an important part of our modern culture. We know that Facebook in the U.S. is the most heavily visited website, and the social aspects are now appearing everywhere, and some are even in the hidden in the coding of it. And many jobs now require familiarity with social networking sites, that we have to kind of understand that there's policies and regulations based around it. We know, again, we go back to it, cheap advertising for businesses. Now the new MySpace, the way they redesigned it. It's exposure for musicians. It's a fast way to distribute information to many people. It's fun and recreational. I will say this, whoever's on my Facebook, don't send me those damn game things. I don't want them anymore now. But we know that people get in there and they play games like Candy Crush, Farmville, Trivia Crack. And it's an easy way to get in touch with other people. If I wanted to get in touch, let's say, with my fraternity brothers for Sigma Pi, we just had our Founders Day, and we all posted some little posts and whatnot in our Facebook group, okay? Hey, happy Founders Day. Thinking about you. You know, what's going on, man? Da-da-da-da-da. And we put it in there. Now it's a large group of people being able to access information very quickly and for free. It's pretty cool. Okay? We also have to remember, oh my God, it's time consuming. It is absolutely time consuming. Okay? How many, think about it for yourself, how many go on to some social media at least 3 or 4 times a day? Or does it just become a habit that you go in there? Now, I know for business, for my fan page, for the foundation, whatever, I will typically put 1 or 2 posts a day. Personal page, I might put 1 or 2, but I put things out there. You know, and I like, you know, things trending. I like reading different things about people. But I'm also in with patients, and I don't have a lot of time to do it. There are people that spend hours in front of the computer or hours that are on the phone just going through to see what people are doing, see what's going on, you know, okay? I mean, it is just information overload, that time-consuming. It's kind of just getting lost in this weird little internet land or whatever it is, okay? Time-consuming. Is that an evil? Well, it's a con, but now let's kind of start getting into the evil a little bit, okay? We're going to get into the evil a little bit more. Privacy, security, and misrepresentation. There's too much personal information online. We know that there is a huge risk of identity theft, things like burglary, social engineering and phishing, malware, all done through social media. The identity thefts are insane. The amount of people that have their identity stolen through social media sites are just incredible. Just incredible. Now, I got a little cyber stalking quote here. This is the absolute evils that now we're talking about. Just reading this, I got this quote out here. It said, a federal study of offline stalking indicated that one out of every 12 women, so 8.2 million, and one out of every 45 men, 2 million, claims to have been stalked at some point. The study also found that 1% of all women and 0.4% of all men were stalked during the 12 months preceding the study. It reported that women are far more likely to be victims of stalking than men, as nearly 4 out of 5 stalking victims are women, while men are much more likely to be stalkers. 87% of the stalkers identified by victims in the study. Finally, during their lifetime, women are twice as likely as men to be victims of stalking by strangers and 8 times as likely to be victims of stalking by inmates. Okay, this is, we're talking about cyber stalking. In 2013, statistics of cyber stalking victimization compiled by WHO, the World Health Organization, showed that harassment most often originated through emails, comprising 34% of cases, followed by Facebook, 16.5% of all 5% of the cases. Of all cases reported, 79% escalated in some way. The top 2 ways in which incidents escalated were through email, 28%, and Facebook, 15%. Threats of offline violence occurred in 25% of the cases. These are true statistics to it, of the evils of social media, okay? So a couple other cases. I'm going to put this out here. 2008, hacker sent messages to Facebook users stating, "Hey, I got a new Facebook account. I'm going to delete this one, so add my new profile." Upon clicking the hyperlink to add their friend's new account, the users were sent to a phishing page that was designed to collect their user information. The page looked identical to a Facebook login page. However, the URL was view.facebookprofiles.com. which is not a subdomain of Facebook and is one of the telltale signs of a phishing page. However, most people did not recognize this, and potentially thousands of Facebook users had their accounts compromised by giving away their usernames and passwords. This was not the first attempt at phishing on Facebook, but it was certainly one of the most coordinated and stands as a classic example of phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. All right. In 2007, the dangers of cyberbullying were brought to light when a teenage girl, Megan Meyer, committed suicide when it was revealed that a boy she admired on MySpace was actually a classmate's mother, antagonizing the teenager for being different. The mother, Lori Drew, allegedly communicated to Megan as Josh for over 1 month and then abruptly ended the relationship. Megan committed suicide the same day. Lori Drew was convicted of computer fraud and abuse, but was acquitted for Meyer's death, which is crazy. In 2009, Justin Brown was arrested for impersonating a model named Bree Condon on the dating site SeekingMillionaire.com. You should automatically know that you shouldn't go to SeekingMillionaire.com. Like many scams perpetrated on social networking sites, Mr. Brown impersonated a real model and assumed her real name. We know this is catfishing now, right? Ms. Condon hired a private investigator who ultimately alerted police to the fraud that her name, likeness, and professional photographs were being used in the scam until Mr. Brown was arrested. Investigators later learned that Mr. Brown had phone conversations with wealthy men in exchange for money and gifts, iPhones, and $15,000 worth of cash. The scam is an exception considering the care that Mr. Brown took and demonstrates what can be perpetrated by a lone individual. Mr. Brown said that he created a plausible biography of Ms. Condon by using her online biographical information. While the following did not occur on social media site discussed yet, the exact scenario could happen on any social networking site. So I'm going to take your information, your personal information that's out there, and I'm going to make up my own. Again, we are doing some catfishing. We are going out there and we are creating this illusion that we are somebody else, okay? Parents, if you are out there and you have kids that use social networking, I'm sorry, I don't care. Don't have privacy with them. Make sure that you know who their friends are, even on social networking. The sad reality is that people can ultimately hurt, endanger, sexually assault, kill, you name it, abduct from social media. We've seen it through all of them. This was some of the first stuff in 2007, 2009. At reportedly, we are starting to see crimes that have gone up exponentially. Okay, we have to look that social media related crime reports are up 780% in just the past 8 years, or the past 4 years alone. Police figures show that there were 4,908 reports in which Facebook and Twitter were a factor, compared with 556 in 2009. Okay, so 4,908 were based in Facebook and Twitter. Complaints to police that allege crimes linked to the use of Facebook and Twitter, again, 780% in the past 4 to 5 years. Okay, and that's resulted in about 650 people being charged last year alone. Okay, and we have to kind of look at this that, again, social media is not going away. It's there. And it's going to stay there, but our major problem is that people can use as anything as absolute evil, and when we do this as absolute evil, we have to be exceptionally care. I've treated patients that have been cyberbullied. Now I remember growing up as a kid, you know, two people that you didn't like each other or whatever it is, you went out, you beat the snot out of each other, and the next day you became friends. That was it. We were done with it. The fight was done with, or you didn't talk to the person again, or whatever it is. Now, if a kid gets into a fight, the other child not only is cyberbullied, but they are assassinated on the web. They are completely assassinated on the web. Twitter goes out there, Facebook goes out there, posts go out there that these people should die and this and that. You've seen the news reports. There has been now numerous news reports where people have gone into it and have gone completely just homicidal on the web, getting people to commit suicide and what have you. I have seen multiple cases of this and multiple patients where these kids are just bullied to the point where they shut all media down. They leave school districts, they leave the towns, you know, parents move and so forth. And why? It's an onslaught. So that's the little evil component to social media. I wanted to give you some prevention tips, kind of help you out a little bit. While it's impossible to completely safeguard yourself, trust me, from being victimized online, these tips, I think, are reasonable protection from being victimized on social media sites. One, use caution when you click links. Make sure that if you receive an email or you receive a link, make sure it's from a trusted person or a trusted site. Know what you're posted. Know what you've posted about yourself. Okay, go in there and understand that you have to. Sometimes you have to post like your birthday or your high school class or mother's maiden name or whatever it is. You need to understand that once you put those names out there and those things out there, people can hack into them. So be cautious of it. Don't trust that message. Message is really from who it says it's from. If you can't identify that person, like I've known friends that will connect with tons and tons of people, and they have 4,000 or 5,000 friends on their personal pages or what have you, and I know that they don't know most of them. But you have to understand, don't trust that message. You don't know if it's really coming from the person that they say it is. To avoid giving away email addresses of your friends, do not allow social networking services to scan your email address book. You manually do it yourself of who you want to add and who you don't want to add. Type the address at your social networking site directly into your browser or use your personal bookmarks. Be selective about who you accept as a friend on a social network. Choose your social network carefully. Assume that everything you put on social networking site is permanent. If you don't want that picture up there, guess what? Don't put it up there. Be careful about installing extras on your site, all those cutesy little things that are in there, the different games and all that. Again, they could be phishing sites. They could be malware. It could really destroy your computer and steal your identity. And finally, turn the geotagging feature off. This is the most direct solution, and you can find out how to do this for most of your phones pretty simply. Ask your carrier, go into setup, but take the geotagging feature off of this. Yikes. There's a lot of stuff going on with social media and social networking. Remember, it is here to stay. It is not going anywhere. But if it is used appropriately, it's an absolute fantastic tool. But as in anything, absolute power corrupts absolutely, so we could have problems no matter what happens. As always, I hope this stuff helps. I'm going to get back to a more regular program, so make sure you check me out on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com/Dennis Carradine. Again, check out my Facebook page there at facebook.com/Dennis Carradine Jr. The Trauma Survivors Foundation at facebook.com/Trauma Survivors Foundation, or or the practice site at facebook.com/New Perspectives Inc. I also put it out there, if you have any questions, if you want to raise any points to this, email me, Dennis@NewPerspectivesInc.com. Make sure you give me an email. Tell me what you think. Tell me what's going on. But you can go out there. I have a little Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, I'm at DocDen1988. So DocDen1988. I'm out there. You know, I try to class things up and do things that make sense. So again, please be careful. Again, hope it helps. And before I end the show tonight, I do want to talk about something near and dear to my heart. Yes, it is the Trauma Survivors Foundation, and it will be our third annual Black Tie and Sneakers Gala. Woohoo! If you went to our second annual last year at the Christiana Hilton this past November, it was a fantastic time. These people were awesome. The folks that came in were just incredible. We had a great time. We raised a lot of funds to help folks that were involved in traumatic related issues, and we also raised money to help police, fire, and ambulance. So this year, we are at November 6th. I know it's a long ways away. We want spring and summer to come so bad, but I want to get this out there because our third year, we want to make it bigger and better than what it is. We want businesses to come in there and sponsor the event so we can make it bigger. We want more people to come in to have a fun time. So it is November 6th. 7:30, that's a Friday. It will be at Sheridan Wilmington South, off of Airport Road in Newcastle, Delaware. We are doing, it's only $75 a ticket, but you get live entertainment. Our friend Debbie Martinez and her band are going to be there. We got DJ Billy Campbell again. We have giveaways, prizes. Last year alone, we had close to $30,000 in trips, and there were folks that won those trips that have already told me that they've gone and they had a fantastic time on the trips. So we have prizes, we have the dinners, we have a wine and beer bar, we have appetizers. It's a lot of fun for a great cause. It's there to help people that are having the worst day of their lives. It's there to make sure that people are getting the therapy that they need, and also helping our men and women of the emergency services. And so that's going to be November 6th. Go to our Facebook page or our website. Website is the Trauma Survivors Foundation.com or Facebook.com/ the Trauma Survivors Foundation. Please join the event. We want to invite 3,000, speaking about media and social media and social networking, we want to invite 3,000 Facebook followers to that event. So when you go in there, please click that you're going to go to the event. Invite all of your social media contacts, and let's get that to over 3,000 invitations and make sure that this is the biggest gala that we had. It's a fun time. Matthews Formalwear always sponsors us. You can go to Matthews Formalwear on 4th Street in Wilmington, Delaware, to get your tuxedos. And they even have gown rentals. So you're completely covered. Just stick with us, folks. Just stick with us, and you are good. And one last announcement. Thank you again for all the winners of the Public Safety Award. That was a great show. You can go in, see the video of it from Newcastle County TV, our friends over there, Jimmy Mack. Thank you so much for bringing the crew out there. But go watch that. Watch the video of it. It was an awesome time. And we'll be back next week. We'll be back next Wednesday. Thank you. Be good to yourselves and the people around you. Make sure that the people in your life know that you love and care for them. and you want to be safe. And be safe in this imposing last winter storm. Thanks a lot, folks. We'll see you again next week.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it.